This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Here are some of the things that writer Wendy McClure wanted to do when she was a young girl.
Make candy by pouring syrup in the snow. Make bullets by pouring lead. Sew a seam with tiny and perfectly straight stitches. Have a man's hand span my corseted waist, which at the time didn't seem creepy at all. Eat salt pork. Eat fat pork. Keep a suckling pig as a pet.
Those of us who grew up devouring Laura Ingalls Wilder's Little House books will recognize that list, maybe find ourselves in it, too. The series was based on Wilder's memories of her childhood as her pioneer family moved across the Midwest in their covered wagon with good old Jack, the brindle bulldog, alongside. Well, Wendy McClure decided to immerse herself in what she calls Laura World. She gnawed on salt pork, churned her own butter with a crock-and-dash churn she bought on eBay, and she traveled from one Ingalls family home site to another in Wisconsin, Kansas, South Dakota. She's now written a book about what she discovered about herself on this adventure. It's called The Wilder Life. Wendy McClure, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
I wonder if you have a visual memory of yourself as a young girl reading the Little House books. Where would you have been?
I have one memory of being in my parents' room on their bed and just reading on the banks of Plum Creek. It was over 200 pages, and that seemed just unimaginable to me. And I remember lying back and holding the book over my head, which I think was sort of maybe an uncomfortable position, but being so absorbed.
How old would you have been?
I think I would have been about 7 or 8.
Now, when you, as an adult, rediscovered the Little House books and started diving into Laura World, you ask yourself this question in the book: what kind of person would I become if I just went with this, let my calico sunbonnet freak flag fly? Why don't you run through just where that took you when you did that?
Well, it took me to a lot of places. It took me to all the home sites all over the Midwest and also in upstate New York. I watched every TV or movie portrayal of the Little House books that I could find, whether it was a clip of Japanese anime on YouTube or Little House on the Prairie, the popular NBC show.
How do you like your room?
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I've decided something.
What's that, Halfpenny?
Home is the nicest word there is.
And then I also cooked recipes from the Little House cookbook. I even tried braiding my own rag rug.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I don't have the patience for that sort of thing, I realized.
You learned that pretty fast.
Yeah.
So you end up going to Laura Ingalls Wilder lookalike contests. You spend the night in a covered wagon. And you describe in the book what you learn that ends up either omitted or incorrectly portrayed in the Little House books, and a couple of them really stand out. One, that the Little House on the Prairie itself was illegal. It was an illegal homestead.
That's right. That's something that is never really mentioned in the books, that Pa really was probably very knowingly occupying illegal land, hoping that it would eventually open up for homesteading. There's kind of no excusing Pa on those grounds.
Hmm.
At the same time, I think I appreciated the book for at least asking some of the hard questions. It's Laura herself who dares to ask the question, why are we here anyway if this is the Indians' land?
As you were going around to the Little House sites around the Midwest, was there one that was just sort of more of a jolt than any others, one that was just really at odds with your impression of what it was from the Little House books?
I think when I saw the simulated dugout, this would be in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, the place where they lived in the book On the Banks of Plum Creek. And so you go inside, and this place is the size of a freight elevator.
Hmm.
And you can't believe a family of five live there.
This is the sod house, right, that they build into the banks
yes,
of Plum
sod,
Creek.
Yes, the sod dugout, yes.
Which is such a magical thing to think about, really, isn't it, living under the ground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you're a kid, it's wonderful. I mean, you know, there's even this sort of little sense that it's like Alice in Wonderland. I mean, that chapter where they first move in, it's called The Door in the Ground. And it sounds wonderful. Even when the ox runs over the dugout site and his foot goes through the ceiling, you know, which now I would think is sort of horrifying. But as a kid, it's just, you know, wonderful and hilarious.
Well, Wendy McClure, at the end of this journey, after the cabins and the museums and the Laura lookalike contests and all of that, you end up realizing that you've also, as you've been going, been trying to figure something else out about your life, not just about Laura, but something essential about yourself.
I realized my feelings about my mother passing away were tied up in this, that I was, in a way, trying to revisit my own childhood in kind of an oblique way. And after a while, certain things came back, remembering my mom telling me about her own life as an army brat and moving all over the place, which seemed really unimaginable to me. But then when I read the Little House books, it really sort of gave me the opportunity to sort of understand what that was like. There were times when my mother took us to look at a house where she'd once lived for a year or a few months, you know, and I had completely forgotten about that until I started taking these trips on my own to see where this other little girl had lived, Laura.
You describe it in an interesting way, not just as remembering, but the way you phrase it in the book is this was a process of unremembering. What did you mean by that?
I meant unremembering is you sort of make a place for something, even if it's a little too painful to remember it directly. It's something that you have in its place. You know, of course I remember just as much as I unremember now. But at the time, it was something I really needed to do.
Wendy McClure, author of The Wilder Life, thanks so much.
Thank you.